I met Tina. She contacted me a few years ago because she loved a song that I'd written called I Know You're Out There Somewhere. And she had the idea that maybe we could work on some songs together. I went round to meet her in this lovely house in Fulham. And she's so delightful. She's so pretty and so beautiful. I was a little bit intimidated. And I adored that album that it was from. I think it's called Chains. Superb album. And very underrated star and writer and performer. Hugely rated in France, I might add. Can fill the Olympia any night of the week. As we talked, I realised she doesn't need me at all. Some 6'2" gangly bloke hanging around the studio. So I just said as much, you know, and she'll find her own way. And she's due for a great comeback. She's one of the greats.
Beautiful singer. Great singer. Yeah. So, yes, let's see it for Tina Arena. Thank you.
Yes.
Justin Hayward is choosing the tracks of his years this week. And it's all females this week, isn't it?
It is all female. That's my angle.
Right.
And I know most of them on the list.
Even better.
Nice.
Yeah. Sadly, this one is no longer with us. It's Nina Simone.
Nina, yeah. We worked with her actually again in Paris one time, and of course just always a huge fan, like all people who love rhythm and blues and rock in the early 60s. And she was a great example as a singer to people, and certainly to me. I idolised her, and very sad loss, but huge influence on me and my life, yeah.
And this recording is just one of those shivers up the back.
Totally. It's the best interpretation of this song, and it's the version that deserves to be heard and be known.